Welcome to Assets and Aging, Affording the Future, the live local show, or actually we're not live, but we are local, the recorded live local show. It's all about the issues of aging. And as always, it's front and center in everything I read, everywhere I go. Thanks, so glad to have you with me. I'm your host, Bob Scrivano, 21 years. And counting right here on KFBK. You know, that's a really long time to have a radio show, folks. There aren't many people that have had radio shows for over 20 years. And I'm proud to say I've been here on KFBK for 21 years. Glad to have you with us. Remember a couple things, get them out of the way up front. I'm not an attorney, don't practice law, I don't give legal advice. Everything I talk about here is my opinion only. I have a California insurance license, a legal document assistant license, which allows me to prepare legal documents such as trust, wills, powers of attorney at your direction and request. I've been doing that since 04. 16 years doing that. So glad to have you with us. Lots of things to talk about. What else? And again, don't forget, everything I talk about here is my opinion only and is not to be taken as any form of legal, tax, or financial advice. I have to say all that stuff or somebody will get, you know, I don't know, they'll be mad at me. So, contact information, write it down. And then I'm going to tell you why I'm a genius in just a minute. I hope you heard my webinar last Thursday. I've got one coming up. You can go to my website, assetsandaging.com. Assets, A-S-S-E-T-S-A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G. Go to assetsandaging.com, and there you'll see the sign-up page for my next webinar. My webinars are a lot of fun. They're interactive. They're live. I'm on camera. You get to see my lovely face. You get to ask questions. It's a chance for you to be involved in the world of aging, and all the issues I address here. Only it's much more interactive, and we can talk to each other about it. So go to my website. You'll get a chance to see when my next upcoming webinars are. You can go to assets, A-S-S-E-T-S-A-N-D-A-G-I-N-G, assetsandaging.com, and you can sign up for the next one. You can sign up right on my website. You don't have to go anyplace special. You don't have to do anything, and you'll get all the information that you need to be there. Because if we've learned one thing in the last 3 or 4 months, that the world is changing faster than we can believe right now. And by the time I'm done with this show, there'll be more stuff. So make sure you get to my webinar. You can always call me, 800-999-8007, 800-999-8007. Well, as I'm recording this show, I just got news that I got someone approved in a nursing home for Medi-Cal. And what that means is I'm going to save them $75,000 a year, more than that, actually, closer to $85,000 a year in costs for a nursing home. I've been doing it longer than anybody around here, folks. I've been doing this a long time. I've been doing long-term care, Medi-Cal issues, IHSS, in-home support service issues, which I'm going to talk about in a minute to show you that I'm prophetic. I've been doing all of that for over 30 years. And I just saved a family hundreds of thousands of dollars that they didn't have to spend. We preserved the house. We've done all the things I've been talking about here for 30 years, and I'm still doing it. And one of the reasons we were able to do it is because prophetically, they came in to see me a long time ago, and we did documents because we knew that one of the parents was beginning to fail. As I got the Medi-Cal case approved today, I was talking to one of the children, and the children told me that the other parent is also beginning to fail and may follow shortly. I just want to touch on the basics for a minute. We did that because all the documents that they needed to do were in place a long time ago. So when this day came, we protected everything. Everything was preserved. Everything was taken care of. We had choices. We could manage medical care. We could manage all of that. I have another client this week that did not go into a nursing home. Went to the hospital, had a fall. Went to the hospital, had hit their head. Went to the hospital, is going home on hospice, and they will not be with us much longer. We'll be able to deal with everything, take care of the spouse afterwards, take care of everything, and allow the children to get involved in it and help take care of everything because we did documents years ago. Planning now is more than anything, and I don't care where you've been or what you think you have. I'm telling you, in a lot of cases, it's simply not adequate, and I'm going to tell you why in a minute. But every day, I help someone make sure that what they've worked a lifetime for is not lost to the costs of long-term care, whether that's in-home care. I had somebody, folks I talked to last week, I think I mentioned this on the radio, they're spending $20,000 a month on home care. Now, I don't know about you, but to me, that's real money. $20,000 a month on home care. Home care is way, by and away, the most expensive form of care. So I just want to touch roots with the basics. We've been caught up in the coronavirus stuff and all that, but I want to touch with the basics, which is being prepared and have thought about this and prepared for this and done all this long before you needed to do it. Making sure that the documents you need, the plan you need are in place so that when it happens, your family is the one in control. Your family is the one making decisions, not strangers, not the courts, not some ne'er-do-well brother-in-law or somebody. I don't know. More than ever, it's important. And if you're not sure, then you should call me and we should talk because I can help. And I can help make sure that when the day comes for you and your family, that somebody can make all the decisions that they never thought they were going to have to make. All right. Article. I got two articles. One is, I'm a genius. And both of these, I'm a genius because I told you this was going to happen. California, this is from the Sacramento Bee just a couple days ago. Is there a date on this? Where's the date? May 26th. May 26th. California seniors are worried about these cuts in Gavin Newsom's new budget. Here's why. I told you. When they expanded Medi-Cal and they went from 6 million people on Medi-Cal to 13 to 14 to 15 million people on Medi-Cal, that it was going to be a budget buster. And oh, no, Bob, you don't know what you're talking about. We have a $20 billion surplus in California. Well, we now have a $50 billion deficit in California. And what's the biggest department in California? The Department of Healthcare Services, Department of Social Services. And guess where they're cutting? I told you 2 months ago that when this finally shook out, where the people that would be harmed are seniors. And what's this article? And I could have picked from 10 different articles. This is the Sacramento Bee, May the 26th, by Elaine Chen. And it's despite the difficulties, blah, blah, blah. And it's about all the senior programs that are now going to be hammered. All the senior, you know, I tried to tell everybody years ago when everybody said, no, we got to expand Medi-Cal because everybody needs to have health care. And I kept saying, there's no way to pay for this. And now we're finding out there's no way to pay for this. And what are we finding out? We're finding out that there's no way to pay for this. And the result of that is that they're going to have to cut. And the place they're going to cut is where? Senior programs, IHSS, PACE, all the other programs, Medi-Cal, General Medi-Cal, all the community-based programs for seniors, all the things that are done for seniors. They're going to wind up cutting. And I told you. And I was right. Now, let's go to the next article. I told you in February on this program that they should be shutting down nursing homes, and nobody believed me. And now what have we found out? That in every state of the union, in somewhere I have a list of every state in the union. I'm about to read you something from CNN. Every state in the union, the death rate is 40% or more are people, are seniors. And the title of this article from CNN World is that the world sacrificed its elderly in the race to protect hospitals. The result was a catastrophe in care homes, not only in every state, but every country of the United of the world. The majority of people who died were seniors. And I told you it was going to happen. And I told you that they should be shutting nursing homes down. And nobody believed me. Nobody came to me, no newspaper, no television station. Nobody came and said, you've been dealing with this for 30 years. What do you think? And as a result, today, as I sit to you, talking to you today, every nursing home in the United States is closed. Every assisted living is closed. Families can't get in. I had a family whose a parent died in a nursing home, and they couldn't get in. This was in the last 2 weeks, and they couldn't get in to say goodbye. So if you're a senior, if you know a senior, how much longer are you going to sit around and just hope it's all going to work out? For 21 years on the radio and for the 35 years I've been doing this, I've been screaming out at the top of my lungs, you don't have tomorrow. You think you have tomorrow, but you don't have tomorrow. Everybody thinks it's going to be fine. This week, somebody, again, I mentioned it earlier on, one of my clients, fine, fall, banged head, brain bleed, will be gone probably by the time you hear this radio program. All within a week. Has nothing to do with the coronavirus, just life. It comes to all of us, folks. You don't get to escape. And for those of you that are sitting out there and just believing you have time, you're fools. If not, you're acting foolishly. You can hear the frustration in my voice because so many people have sat in my office. I had a lady sit in my office 3 weeks ago with a daughter, and they still can't make up their mind. I call them, and they go, well, we've talked to somebody else, and we've talked to somebody else, and we're trying to figure out what. And I said, I told you that this was going to get worse, and you didn't believe me. I wish I could get a son on the radio with me right now who drove from another state to be with his mom and dad died, and for 2 weeks it was absolute hell that they went through. And the son said to me, I never thought there could be anything this hard in my life. He said it to me 20 times. I wish I could tell you how hard it is to take care of someone who's failing. I wish I could tell you how many people have sat in my office and said we thought we had time. I wish I could tell you, but I have told you. I've been telling you for 20 years. The world sacrificed, this CNN, this is May 26, 2020. Two of them from May 26th. I have so many articles in my office, folks, I can't begin to tell you. The world sacrificed its elderly in the race to protect hospitals. The result was a catastrophe in care homes. We'll never know how many people died in care homes. Only 37 states have reported, last I read, which was just a few days ago, only 37 states have actually reported how many people have died in nursing homes. And even then, they don't know. In New York, they'll never know. It's going to be over 50% in New York. And it's happened everywhere. Everywhere. So at what point, and by the way, I've been talking about this as long as I've been around. It's a women's issue. It's a women's issue. Most of the people in care homes are women. So what's who do you think has died the most, men or women in care homes? It'll be women. And who do you think takes care of a dad most of the time? It's the wife or the daughter. It's a women's issue, and it has been. In fact, I wrote a newsletter about this. For those of you that get my newsletter, I had it out to remind me I want to revisit this issue. On August the 7th last year, the women's issue no one talks about. And we're finding out that I was prophetic then, too. I wrote another article, a newsletter in October of last year called The Best Music You'll Ever Hear. And it was about, you're never going to be better than you are today. You're never going to be better than you are today. You're just not going to be. And how many people thought they had time who have found out? We now have 100,000 dead in the United States alone from the COVID. But that's not just from everything, folks. Do you know how many people have just died from the flu and died from Alzheimer's and died from cancer and died from dementia and died from heart attacks and died from strokes and died from whatever that? But we have an extra 100,000 right now who died of the virus. How many of them never got to say goodbye? How many of them never had documents to let somebody make decisions? How many of them had to make decisions in 4 seconds that they weren't prepared to? And you say, well, yeah, but how can a 30-year-old be prepared? But my point was, half the people who have died of this in the United States were in care homes. That's not counting the elderly who weren't in care homes who died. We're going to find that 60 to 70% or more of the people who died were over 65 years old. How many of you are sitting out there right now talking to me who are more than 65 years old or have a parent or a loved one who's more than 65 years old and they have done nothing to prepare for this, not just COVID, but to prepare for their future? Not, I'm not talking about financially. This is not a retirement show, folks. This is a where the rubber meets the road show. This is what do I do with that frail elderly person that I love more than anything when they can't take care of themselves and they can't make their own decisions anymore? What do I do? Am I going to be empowered to do anything? Am I going to be empowered to protect them against other greedy relatives or whatever? Are you prepared for that? Well, Bobby, I did a trust in powers of attorney. Good, I'm glad. I'll bet you in most cases they don't have any frailty language in them. They don't have anything that lets anybody. How many people had wills and trusts that didn't address what happened in this? Lots, because they've been in my office, folks. I've seen them. They got them off the internet, or they got them from somebody that, only cared about probate, but didn't ever talk about long-term care issues or frailty issues or what happens when my husband goes nuts or my wife has a stroke or my, I don't know, whatever it is. This stuff is really important. And I know I sound like a scolding parent, but to some degree I am a little bit, because some of you have been sitting around believing that somehow you're going to escape life. How many of you have said to yourselves in the last year, well, I've got time. It's going to be okay, and I've got time, Bob, and I don't have to worry about this because, I'm only 82 years old, and my father lived to be 91, so I don't have to worry about this. How many people are now dead who never thought they were going to have to worry about this? How many families are now bruised and crushed and distraught and trying to pick up the pieces and hold on to the ends of the rope and string and hold everything together who thought they were never going to have to deal with this? And all of a sudden, they found out that they have to deal with this. If you're ready to deal with it, I can help. I can help probably more efficiently, and with as much or more knowledge as anybody when it comes to the issues of aging and planning for that. I'm licensed to prepare documents. I'm a legal document assistant. I have a license to prepare legal documents. I'm not an attorney, but I can prepare legal documents. I have a license to do that. I can help. I can help make sure that when this happens to your family, that the family, I can't stop it from happening, but I can give somebody the ability to deal with it so that we're not swimming through pudding. I love that phrase, swimming through pudding. Let that sink in for a minute. Wouldn't it be nice that you would be in, you wouldn't feel like you're trying to swim through pudding? That you have things planned out and that somebody will be in charge if you're not in charge. I don't care about the money. I know you hear lots of financial shows on how to magnify your retirement planning. That's all great. But if you're spending $20,000 a month on care or $15,000 on a nursing home, or you don't have the right documents in place, or the will you did, it doesn't matter because somebody died, or the trust is out of date, or the powers of attorney are pre-HIPAA, or whatever it is, it's not enough to say, are you ready? This has proved my point more than I could ever prove it, and in a harsh way. People who think they're ready probably aren't. And they're going to look for some way to escape because they thought they were ready. And the thought of, you know, instead of dealing with it and saying, no, let's get this up to date and let's make sure we're ready, they'd rather sit around and hope that it's all going to be better. 800-999-8007. If you're ready to make a difference in your life, if you're ready to stop talking about it, if you're ready to actually get up out of the chair and move, 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Or assets, ASSETS, ANDAGING, assetsandaging.com. You can get a hold of me either way. You can watch my Facebook live videos. Go to facebook.com/assetsandaging. facebook.com/assetsandaging. Every week I do at least one Facebook live video. You can sign up and become a newsletter, doing my free newsletter. You can become a subscriber and get access to special places that the average person can't go on my website. You can begin to make a difference. You can talk to me. I'm set up to deal with everything remotely. Or you can sit around and just hope it's all going to be better. How many people right now wish they hadn't said that? That somewhere in the last 5 years they had a chance to make things different, to do things differently, to take positive steps to make sure they were ready when this stuff happened, this kind of thing happened, and they weren't. The COVID will go away, but old age, frailty, dementia, strokes, heart attacks, and the issues of aging will never go away as long as we're humans. 800-999-8007, assetsandaging.com. Go to my Facebook Live page. Go to my Facebook page, Assets and Aging, on Facebook. Be at my next webinar. Go to my website, and if you don't, you know, if just go there, and you'll see when my next webinar is. I have them scheduled out over the next month or two. So make sure you see when my next webinar is. You can sign up. They're free. They're interactive. There's video. You can see me. I talk, and you can ask questions, and, you know, you can type in a question and ask me a question. But you have to decide if you're going to take action or if you're just going to hope it all is better. And we've now got a perfect example of what happens when we just pretend nothing bad is going to happen. Make a difference in your life or in the life of your family. Stop waiting. Stop procrastinating. Make the phone call today. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Assetsandaging.com. Make a difference today in your family and in your life. Make sure you've given your children the tools to deal with what you're going to face when the issues of aging come. 800-999-8007. 800-999-8007. Thanks so much for listening. I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming webinar or right here next week on Assets and Aging, Affording the Future. Assetsandaging.com. Have a great day. Bye-bye.